Go for Sheldon.
Add anything while you're doing the process?
Hello?
Hello?
That's just going to be an extra cost.
Hello, can you hear me?
Randy Halford. Yes. Randy Halford.
Whatever time you guys are
asking. Randy Halford.
Hello?
Yes. Oh, Mr. Halford. Okay, how are you doing today?
One thing I'll need from you before I let you go.
I'm fine.
Sorry, I didn't recognize you initially because I just in the middle of work. Is this a good time to talk?
Yes.
Okay. So, Randy, I was going over your project. There seems to be a slight amount of confusion in terms of what was offered to you and what it seems that you got confused about the offer that was made by Ms. Lisa Taylor, although she has, not been professional in terms of the communication. I do understand that, and I would like to word up on that to just get your feedback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that you just hit it right on the head because, no, she was not professional like she was claiming she was. She stalked me on the phone that day, Tuesday, while I was work and was harassing me about things and telling me, oh, you know, I'm professional. I do this, I do that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's giving me these demands that I have to resubmit my work because it's unacceptable, and she has to work on it. And I told her, I said, I've already submitted those files to you. I've looked through those files. They look okay.
Okay, I completely understand.
Okay,
so
now,
mm-hmm. Go ahead.
But the main thing is she did improper conduct. She should be fired for it.
There is already disciplinary action being taken against Ms. Lisa Taylor. You don't have to worry about that. I can't assure you that she'll be fired, but I can assure you there will definitely be a disciplinary action that will be taken. As for now, she is currently under evaluation because it depends on previous conducts that have been done. So at this time, I can assure you that disciplinary action is being taken, which is why I am here.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why we have a
mm-hmm.
check on all of us, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going through the conversation that you had with Ms. Lisa Taylor. It was about, like the formatting and everything that related to your book, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, and I also opened your book to understand that it is mostly an illustrated book, correct?
Yes, it's mostly illustrated.
Okay. Now, my only question to you would be, are you satisfied with how your book is?
Well, yeah, I'm satisfied with how it is, yeah.
Then there's no, then I assume, okay, now I understand what's going on. So when it comes to formatting and proofreading, what we offer is generally a complementary service combined with any publishing that we're doing, okay?
Okay.
Because we try to format books to a professional level. But given your entire book is illustration-based, I assume the package that was coded to you was because of that to make changes to that. However, I don't understand why changes were required on an illustration-based book which you were satisfied with. Because at the end of the day, it's your book. So we don't need to make any changes
right.
if you're satisfied, right?
Right, but she was saying that she had to do a complete upgrade because there were all kinds of problems. And when I reviewed the files, I'm like, what is she talking about? I couldn't understand that. Usually when I deal with past publishers, if there's an issue with the files, they'll say, hey, this is the issue. This is what we're going to go fix. But she didn't
uh-huh.
do that. She just decided to argue with me. Oh, you need to give me the original files or the unedited files or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I said, what is going on here? So I was in serious doubt about what she was doing.
Okay. So, by the way, what I see from my end is what mainly you have signed up for is our marketing and publishing, correct?
Yeah, apparently, because Daniel Garcia didn't fully explain things to me. So I was just assuming that that the book publishing was part of that plan, and I'm now being told that it's not.
Did you receive a contract, Randy?
I received a contract from Daniel Garcia.
In that contract, is it written that you have, publishing? Could you reread the contract?
It says it has proofreading book formatting.
So, my job is to basically, find the book part,
So, is it mentioned that there is publishing it in? Because I assume,
it doesn't, and I'm not happy with that either. Because, like I said, it wasn't fully explained to me when I did all this. I just assumed that book publishing was included in the marketing plan, and it's not. And I'm not going to pay any additional money. I just want my money refunded for the plan, and I just want to leave.
But Randy, the thing is that, first of all, being very honest here, that I understand that you have currently had a bad experience with your previous project manager, but as current standing goes, you signed up for marketing and you know what you were getting, because I understand you may have had some miscommunication with Mr. Daniel Garcia. But
well,
you
the,
look at the
okay,
entire
the bottom,
proposal.
The bottom line, Sheldon, is that I was mistreated, and I just can't work with anyone who's going to behave in that manner. I just want to go ahead and get refunded and leave. Please.
I have just a question. Did you go through our terms and conditions at any point in time?
The what?
Our terms and conditions.
What conditions?
Our general terms and conditions. Did you go through them as our client?
Can I just get refunded, please, so I can leave and I can move on? I don't want to go through all this garbage.
Sir, there is a protocol to everything. That's not how it works.
Okay, I was told by Daniel Garcia that if I'm dissatisfied,
yes, there is 100% money back guarantee, but that is subject to our terms and conditions.
Okay, what are we talking about on terms and conditions? I was hoping this is going to be a short phone call, so I could just get this over and done, but you're dragging this out.
Because, sure, there are protocols, and at the end of the day, we want to get your project done, but we have to follow protocols as well. We can't just give anyone a refund based on just the fact that they were slaves. I do understand you were mistreated, but what I'm trying to do here is get to, one, the bottom of things of what happened, and at this time,
I've already told you why this happened.
I do understand. And I'm also trying to get you what you can get from the package that you signed up with. Sure, you were mistreated,
okay.
But that there's
I want,
a change.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you understand, Sheldon? I want out of this package now.
Randy, you have to understand that's not how it works. You can't just sign up for something and go, sorry, I don't need this. Bye-bye. That's professional environment. I do understand. Again, I do understand your reasoning behind it because you were mistreated. I do get
well,
that.
I'm having serious doubts about this company and how things run. Okay.
Again,
that's one major reason right there.
Randy, you communicated with just one person. You communicated with just one person. One person, I do understand that you've had a bad experience, but that's not the representation of the entire company and how we work. Again, I told you that Lisa Taylor is currently under.
Sheldon, mm-hmm. Sheldon, let me cut to the quick. How much is it going to cost for book publishing?
a cost cannot be decided by me. Unfortunately, I'm part of compliance. I can't indeed check. However, what I'm right now trying to do is maybe get you, because you have had a tough situation, what I'm trying to analyze, maybe in order to compensate you for what you went through, I might be able to get you publishing for free rather than, you know, that's what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to compensate you for your experience. That's why we are here. Although it's not
okay.
That's why I asked you if it's part of your package or not. So what I'm trying to do is just communicate with you and see if we can come to a conclusion. Okay?
All right.
Okay. So currently, from my perspective, you have a pretty good pre-release marketing package on your hand. Okay, that's going to last for 3 months. And I get a general gist of the idea. However, the best I will be able to do for you is get you maybe one, you know, platform publishing, maybe for Amazon. Okay, that's the best I'll be able to do for you. I won't be able to do any multiple platforms, but I might be able to get you a publish on a single platform. But I won't be able to get back to you on that correctly today, because now we've had the conversation. I will evaluate this with my team. I'll talk and we'll have a meeting on this. The meeting, I think I'll be able to get you back on this on Tuesday. So are you available on Tuesday for a short conversation, and I'll let you know if we are able to grant you publishing or not, okay?
Absolutely not.
Is that okay for you?
I'm working on Tuesday. I don't have the late morning hour is fine.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll drop you a text, okay, on Tuesday from a personal number. If you are available at any time, you can give me a call. Otherwise, we can do it on Wednesday or Thursday. It's no problem, okay? Now that the project has come to compliance, if a project ever comes to compliance, compliance deals with the project and sees it to the finish. So at this time, it has been handed over to me. So going forward, all the communication would be just between you and me, okay? Is that okay?
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
Perfect. So I'll get in touch with you on Tuesday or, you know, basically next week, and we'll talk about this, okay?
Okay. Thank you,
Sean. I really apologize for your experience. I'm just here to, you know, see if you can get a compensation and see if you can work things out and move forward and, you know, have a positive experience at the end of the day, okay?
Yeah, I was hoping she was going to be excluded because I was like, there's just no way.
She is excluded.
Again,
she is excluded. And she's no longer on the project. However, she is still part of the company. We can't just, you know,
right,
up and fire someone like that. There are also, you know, lots of perfect people like that. So we have to run our evaluations on her as well. If she gets to say, she gets to say. If she doesn't, she doesn't. That's part of the game. But she will no longer be interacting with you in terms of this project, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So I'll get in touch with you on next week. Have a great weekend and take care of yourself. Okay, Randy? Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you, Sean.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.